Paul told Timothy to always be ready to give an answer to every man. And study, show thyself approved. So you always got to be instant in season and out of season, right? Romans 12, verses 1 and 2. The blueprint for living the Christian life. After Paul had finished 11 chapters of doctrine, he got real practical. And he said this. Romans 12, 1 and 2. Therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy, it is the fact that He has given us this great salvation, to offer your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and pleasing to God. This is your spiritual act of worship. And do not be conformed any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, that which is good and pleasing and perfect. Let us pray. Father, I ask this morning that every day we would apply our lives to this scripture. That we would not be conformed to this world, but we would be transformed by the renewing of our minds, and we would know what your will in our life is. Lord, we know that sin is that which keeps us from you. But we know, Lord, reading your word and spending time in prayer is what draws us to you. We don't win the battle on Sunday, Lord. We win it Monday through Saturday. We pray, Lord, that daily we would seek you. In your name we pray. Amen.